Hello, hello. Is this going yet? Sorry. Sorry. I'm not gonna apologize for just laughing and smiling. What a funny day, guys. All right, we'll get it going here. Welcome to the live stream, everybody. Oh, I just got dirt ash in my face. Hang on. Do you do that, Sidekick Bear? Deep State Bear? Deep State Bear? Hi, everybody. In case you haven't noticed, yesterday's live stream is now down and only available at unauthorized.tv. If you are a member of Unauthorized TV, you can download them so you don't need to have Wi-Fi or have, we developed that function. So if you're like in a truck or something, you can download them for later. But in this YouTube apocalypse, we're not going to wait for them. They've already taken down many of my videos, and I'm not going to let give them the satisfaction of doing it. But today, okay, so we have a few lawyer bears, and one lawyer bear contacted me about how the veiled threat that Crowder did recently about suing. I don't watch a lot of with Crowder because I don't like watching gay guys, but he did a veiled threat that he could sue me for slander for saying he's gay. Crowder, I've never begged you for anything. Please, please sue me. I need to prove legally that you're gay. That would be the funniest thing of all time. So today, with the help of some bears, I'm working on my case. Let's start with evidence. Evidence what, dude? If he tries to sue me, I can prove he's gay. Hang on a second. Watch this. Watch this. Okay. Watch this video. Not only does he admit he's gay, he admits that he's in the future he will not be letting Jared talk. And buddy, listen, Crowder, I apologize. You were trying to tell me for a long time who you were, what your plans for Jared were. Jared signed a non-disclosure agreement, so he's not allowed to talk about anything, or he gets sued and goes to jail and all this. I never signed anything. For quieter with Crowder, man chowder with Crowder. Watch this video. It's so funny, guys.
Genuinely try and conduct a debate. First off, the rule is Nakia Jared's not allowed to jump in at all.
Okay, so not allowed to get Nakia Jared's not allowed to jump in at all. Jared's like, is this foreshadowing? Watch this.
No one else. It's because it's not fair to doggy pile. That's my rule. He can't bring up something for me and research it, you know, and be my never-ending
Oh my
assistant.
God,
It
it's
just
so
is me and that
funny.
person. And I genuinely am trying to get to the truth because if I'm wrong, I want to know it. And if you listen to some of our debates, there's been some common ground that could be found, but not with like Christopher Titus, you know, where it was the gun debate and he's like, "Why don't you care about dead kids?" Or Michael E.
Right.
Black going, "Isn't one rape too many? One rape is rape culture." Like, that's not the same thing.
It's the worst possible straw man you can possibly do. Where it's like, that's why I'm having a hard time with that side, because it's like, it's almost like they're not trying to
Just
learn,
wait,
they're trying to
just wait for
win.
it, wait for
Right.
it.
And I want to go into a debate where if someone makes a great point, it's like, "Oh wow, thank you for clearing that up.
Right.
Like I was making a horrible mistake."
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
I was wrong.
Like
You're
that's
correct. I might be a homosexual. Thank you for making me aware of this.
What did that have to do with anything we were talking about? Guys, that had nothing to do with anything we're I'm like, I was giving him props because I became a huge fan of Crowder after watching him and Michael Ian Black debate and him and Christopher Titus debate because I thought he was logical. Okay, so I'm giving him that compliment, and out of nowhere, he just tells me he's gay. Let's just watch the end of that one more time. Guys, it's so funny. And then we even shot a sketch called Hate Crime Court with me, him, not gay Jared. It's almost, if I was crazy, which I'm not, I would think that there was some weird time flexing going on in the world because this has all happened. Guys, our parodies are now real. What is going on? Hate Crime Court, where I have to try to prove that Not Gay Jared is gay, and Steven Crowder is the judge. He just tried to make it, he just did a veiled threat that he was going to sue me for slander for saying he's gay, and I can prove he's gay. And if not, guess what? This is something, Crowder, we used to be buddies, man. Just hear me out. I know you had a rough week. If you sue me, I'm not rich, okay? I'm not rich. What you'll get is goats, raised bed gardens, my wife's student debt. And listen, you, 40 chickens, 5 ducks, 5 goats, 2 pregnant alpacas, and a ton of fruit trees and raised gardens, you're not going to like it because we all know homosexuals suck at farming. You know, you'll get Sidekick Bear, but he'll scare you. You're going to try and fuck his mouth, and you'll hurt your own dick. Let's watch the end one more time. Oh, and by the way, not only are the bears crushing, if you go to Crowder, I never stalk people that I don't like. I don't comment on any of his stuff. That's one reason why I just ban trolls on my page. He can post whatever he wants. I don't go on there. And you guys, I love that you guys do. It's hysterical. But I don't. That's why I'm like, just leave me alone or I'll ban you. You know, you guys, a lot of his fan base, the majority, guys. If you go on his Instagram, he just had, tonight's show is going to be epic. And he has all these people that no one recognizes. Hodge twins are cool dudes. But like, and everybody's like, where's Sven? Is Jared and Sven coming back? Is Jared and friend? Hang on. Did you really cheat on your wife with some woman at Epcot? I've never been to Epcot. See, the reason I can just do this stuff is because I don't have secrets. I was still a bit of a sexual deviant scumbag when me and Amy were first together, and she knows all of it. And we broke up for a bit over it, and we've been through hell and back. So good luck with that. I've never been to Epcot. That rumor was started by just a nonsense machine. I'm so loyal to my wife, I'm never in a room with another woman alone, ever. Have fun. Lawsuits and threats of them is a big control too. Oh, dude, I would love it, because blind wizards like Crowder can't even, it has to be veiled threat. He's subverted. He works for the small hats. Okay, watch the end of this one more time, just, and then we're going to watch Hate Crime Court. I'm a little freaked out by how everything in life seems to be coming together. I did a Straight Pride Parade parody sketch 10 years ago in a series I did called Gay Town, and now it's real. You know, I started thinking, like, there is no, the past is the future, and the future's already happened, and time, you know, and I started thinking all like, but I don't have the IQ like Tesla to really handle it, so I just went back to, like, digging holes and making fun of Crowder for being gay. I'm not going to think about time anymore, but things are getting hilarious. Watch this. Watch again.
And I want to go into a debate where if someone makes a great point, it's like, oh, wow, thank you for clearing that up.
Right.
Like, I was making a horrible mistake.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
I was wrong. Like, you're correct. I might be a homosexual. Thank you for making me aware of this.
What? That had nothing to do with anything. And there's going to be people going, oh, Big Bear, he was just joking. He was just joking. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, guys? Is that also just a joke? That's him kissing, not gay Jared on the mouth. There's a shot online of him kissing his beautiful wife where he's not even kissing her lips and he's like looking at the camera like, what? I'm not going to use that because I don't use any material with people's families in it. That no matter what the beef is, that's insane. He's kissing a man in drag, calling it a joke. This guy now can't tell his story because he signed a non-disclosure agreement. Oh, here's another one. Lottie with Crowder, not gay Jared and I, is Wendy Davis at Women's Mars. It's so funny. We're all just joking. And then all the images of Crowder, it's like, guys, he's gay. I didn't believe it when he told me. I didn't believe it when he was selling Ranger panties on his website and telling me to smoke cigars in his hot tub with him. I thought it was just masculinity, because when you're around super masculine guys like fighters and athletes and stuff, like, you, like, you know, you can, like, wrestle and fight. Like, the actual Rangers wearing Ranger panties are not gay. But, like, what he does is so gay. Because I'm, like, normal masculine guys can smoke cigars in a hot tub and talk. Like, watch The Sopranos. Like, that's not gay. What he's doing is gay subversion. And Crowder, please try and sue me. So beautiful. There's, like, a sprinkle happening. Proving Crowder's gay in court would be one of the highlights of my entire life. And if I lose my goats, I'll get more goats. Crowder, I'm not rich. Like, what are you going to sue me for? Yeah, I can get you out of the rain, psychic bear. Hang on a second. And by the way, I can prove you're gay. And here's another thing, dumb Crowder, stupid, silly Crowder. In case you haven't noticed, being gay is no longer seen as an insult. So first, you got to get a judge to believe that me calling you gay is slanderous. And then I get to prove you're gay. Look at Psychic Bear over here with his little hat. Hey, hey, just newsflash, guys. If you're a blind wizard taking money from small hats to subvert American culture, and your IQ is 30 points under somebody's, don't make veiled threats. I'm only going to squeeze the vice. And I had a conversation once with Crowder about if he was ever going to kill someone, what he would do. He would take small amounts of money out of an ATM for a long period of time, get rid of his cell phone. Guys, I already know how he would even try to kill me if he wanted to kill me. He's told me. Like, he's got no ammunition. I'm just going to sit back, like what I did with Hollywood, and just pick him off. Just all day long. Just rhetorically, metaphorically. Just, the hat is way too small for Psychic Barrett. No, it isn't. Straight Irish people take back the rainbow. We never lost the rainbow. It's all coming to an end very soon, guys. This is getting biblical. All right, so check this out. So yesterday I did an episode about Edison, and then I'll show you the hate crime court. It's so funny, guys. Oh God, this is a comedian's dream to see this happen to life, where you're just like, I'm prepared. It's one of the first times in my life I was truly prepared for something many, many people never saw coming. Like, I didn't see the housing crash coming. I wasn't paying attention to anything like that. I didn't see gay marriage becoming normalization of pedophilia coming. I wasn't, active enough in my Christianity to be aware of that. At the time, I didn't even think I was Christian. I was agnostic. I didn't care about it. But now is the first time in my life when I actually feel like I'm ahead of the curve. Like, even some of these guys, like, check this out. Like, I've been getting a lot of love, which feels really good. Tesla legend. Like, let me show you some. I'm not going to lie. At first, I thought you were a condescending asshole and I didn't like you, but now I think you're a condescending asshole and I like you. You speak truth and have intelligence, morals, and a backbone. All great qualities. Oh, I'll show you that one. Watch for the dog who doesn't speak. Okay. Gavin Jack Posobiec, who I have no problem with, by the way. I have no beef with this guy. I'm just letting you know, watch for the dog that doesn't bark. Gavin, Milo, Alex, Roger, Loomer, we're just the first wave. Now parody accounts, Crowder, Megaphone, blah, blah, blah. And tons of people are like, everyone likes to leave out Owen Benjamin. He got banned before. It was cool, though. I have more left-wing and right-wing credits than a lot of these people, more influence. The reason they leave me out is because I'll call out small hats. And I don't take money from corporations or any of their spider sources. And so that's why they don't promote me ever, ever, ever. Want to know who does, though? My people, my guys, my community. It's wonderful. Like, people were commenting, like, dude, every time I get mad at Owen and I, like, unfollow, like, a year later, I realize he was right and I refollow. I got to stop doing that. It's so funny. Give Crowder a rest. You're now banned for life. This community is such a wonderful place. And it's so unique that we have it. And it's so valuable. And it's so beautiful. That if you come in here and you tell me, like, hey, man, hey, bro, give it a rest. You're not allowed. You're gone. If you don't value what we have here, don't let the door hit you where God split you. Like, if you want to come here and tell me what I should or shouldn't do, it's one thing. Oh, I want to also sympathy for the Delta. One thing that I'm proud of that I've advanced in my own life that I used to be bad at and I apologize for is I no longer get mad at Deltas criticizing me. I can now figure out who's a Gamma and who's a Delta, because there's some of the best men in the world are Deltas. Deltas are, they take they're very passionate about being reliable and good at something, and they're not liars and they're not tricky. And so when I was doing a live stream this morning on Instagram with my goats, you know, someone was just like, oh, you got to mulch your fruit trees. I now can tell the difference between someone being, not always, I'll make mistakes still. I can now tell the difference between someone genuinely trying to be helpful, being like, oh, you should square that board, or you should do this, this, this. A delta is trying to help. A gamma is trying to subvert. And one of the biggest ways you can tell the difference is LOL, LMFAO, laughing my ass off, trying to point out an irony that isn't a real irony, where it's like, oh, so Owen's going to say this, but he calls himself a bear, so he's really gay, LOL. It's like, bears, like rainbows, are not gay. Like, the rainbow was God's sign to Noah that he wouldn't flood the world again. Rainbows were, children love rainbows. That's why the homosexuals took it, to try and subvert children. It happened in the 70s. For like a few thousand years, it wasn't. It's also natural. Like right now, I bet there's a rainbow. There's sun and rain right where I am. I'll find the rainbow. Bears are an animal that if you poke, they rip your face off. But they're also very family oriented. It has nothing to do with fat, hairy homosexuals in a small part of San Francisco. So the delta will say stuff. It sounds like a gamma, and I've made mistakes in the past, and it's just like I'll accept others' apologies, accept my apology right now. There's been deltas that have tried to help me and have said like, oh, do this, do that. And all I hear is a gamma because I'm so used to gammas being like, LMFAO, you don't like mulch your trees, idiot. You know, so I'm just like, fuck you, and I'll ban people. And now I genuinely think I can mostly tell the difference between someone offering advice because they like me. A delta shows affection with honest and helpful criticism. That's how a delta shows affection, because that's what they want, because they've mastered something. You know, like your plumber, your carpenter, engineers, those people, farmers, there's a million jobs like it. Mechanics, the Tesla. Tesla is a classic delta. Tesla is King Delta, right? He's the Delta King, where he invented everything we use. Like, he would, if Tesla was around, he would sound very critical, but he would be trying to help people be more symmetrical. Get slow mode on? I can get slow mode on. How do I do that? Hang on. See, right now, a delta would say, like, oh, this is how you get slow mode on. A gamma would be like, get slow-mo on, LMFAO, kill yourself. You know? Oh, they make good fathers? They make the best husbands and the best fathers. It's, ladies, if I can give you one piece of advice, marry and procreate with a delta. You will be either repulsed or short-term attracted to a gamma. Stay away. They make the worst husbands and the worst dads in the world. They're resentful of their own kids. They lie all the time. They have a victim mentality. Bravos also make excellent husbands. You're talking to one right now. Alphas are very attractive, and but they're also, you know, they get murdered a lot, and they have a hard time with monogamy. Gammas make the worst husbands. Deltas make the best husbands. Bravos, second best husbands. Alphas, third best husbands. Gammas, a distant fourth. You know, like, ask Melania Trump being married to an alpha. It's like, you know, you get a plane, but like your husband's being attacked by millions of gammas all day long, and, you know, has to make like crazy deals with small hats just to like not, you know, be assassinated. You know, that's not like a blast. Alphas are cheaters. They don't have to be. Like, I'm a situational alpha. Like, I get put in alpha positions constantly. A lot of it is my height and my ability to lead, but I don't feel comfortable as an alpha all the time. I'm a reluctant warlord. But they don't have to. It's just in their nature. The nature of the alpha is women gravitate to them, and they just, like, their life is very, I don't know. Like, the animalistic side of the alpha is cheating, but if they're like disciplined enough and they understand how bad it is, they can get out of that zone. You know, like, gammas can stop lying and become deltas or bravos or even alphas. There's probably gammas that could have been alphas if they didn't live a life of deception, lies, and envy. You know? Oh, we start with, hey, man. Yeah, let's start. Let's like try and do something good for the internet. What if you're a Delta and you're trying to help someone genuinely? Start with like, no, but see, Gammas can always corrupt all of it because Gammas have already adopted, hey, man, I'm a big fan, but you now suck. Kill yourself. You know, it's alphas are narcissists. Biggest narcissist by far, Gammas. A lot of alphas don't even think about themselves. They appear, Sigmas can be best ally or worst enemy, 100%. You know, Vox Day, classic Sigma. If that dude is mad at you, watch out. Steven Crowder is a Gamma, dude. He's 100% Gamma. Like, he now is full of so many lies and subversions, he can only do veiled threats, and he's gay. I don't understand Omegas. I've never really thought about them. I thought a lot about this only because I wanted to understand my life better and interacting with other people better because I'm always put in an alpha position, but I'm not an alpha. I'm a Bravo. And I grew that way because I have a very, very, very strong brother and older brother that I would naturally be his like guy to help. You know, I'd be quietly watching and helping and being like all about my brother. And so my personality is very formed for that. And that's why Christ makes a great alpha. Because other than that, I would just be drawn to like Jordan Petersons and Rogans and Crowders of the world. And then you realize they're all Gammas. They're all homos. Dude, someone sent me a video of Joe Rogan talking about how jerking off a dog isn't bad. You're helping the dog. Oh, God. Beta is rude. Beta, Bravo's better because beta implies cuck, which Bravos aren't. Being a Bravo isn't being a cuck. The alpha beta mindset was started by the womanizer guys, and they're right. You know, you have the dominant male in the sex environment, and then you have the non-dominant male in the sex environment. But most of life is not picking up women. That's the least valuable part of all of this. You know, and sometimes people react weird when you bring up like gammas and deltas and alphas and all that because they think you're only talking about attracting women. Attracting women, especially for married guys, is the least interesting thing to think about or talk about. It's all about interacting with other men, knowing your place in the world, you know, being able to run a business, having, you know, exchange of ideas, how to talk to other people. Like Vox Day is such a classic Sigma that. And I'm such a classic Bravo that whenever I'm like, hey, Vox, so what's the plan? He's like, I'm not the alpha. Like, I'm a Sigma. Like, I'm spending the week drinking wine. It's so, but when you understand that, it helps with resentment. You know, like Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson, and Steven Crowder are all gamma males. Their behavior is all gamma, the secret kings. You know, when it's deception, you know, they're all midwits, you know, IQ between 115 and 130, like above average intelligence, but not smart enough to have it really help you. It's very interesting. Someone just said, Jesus freaks are so blind, you are now banned for life. Bye-bye, gay guy. Most gammas probably wouldn't never actually marry. Well, they get married and their wives usually end up very, very masculine. Not masculine, but they have to overcompensate for their gamma husbands. You know, like a lot of women that marry gammas, they're never really allowed to be fully feminine because their husbands are so feminine. Like, that's why Crowder has no kids. He's obsessed with dressing in drag and kissing men and being gay and precious and coiffed hair and being ripped. Joe Rogan, ripped, obsessed with his fancy pants, money-making, lying, sneaking. You know, Jordan Peterson, you know, all these people, their wives never, like Crowder's wife will be, like, protective of Crowder. Like, when we're out doing a confronts or something, his beautiful wife, who wants children, ends up being, like, security for the special boy. Like, Jordan Peterson's wife is, like, you know, short hair, you know, ripped. It's like Chuck Schumer, his wife. See, what happens is, like, these women, they have to compensate for their husband's femininity, and so they can never really just relax. And that's a sign of a gamma male. You know, like, Melania Trump can be more feminine looking. You know, like, Michelle Obama, who may be a dude, I don't know. But Barack Obama's a classic gamma. He's not an alpha male. He's a gamma male. He's a secret king. And so, you know, the biggest gamma males in presidential history are FDR, Woodrow Wilson. Who else is a very gamma male? I'll tell you the alphas. Andrew Jackson, George Washington's an alpha. Andrew Jackson's alpha. Lincoln's a gamma. Eisenhower, Truman, both alphas. Kennedy, alpha. Nixon, gamma. Reagan, alpha. Clinton, Bill Clinton, alpha. George H.W. Don't know. George W. Bravo. George W. Bush is a Bravo. Barack Obama, gamma. Donald Trump, alpha. Yeah. You can just tell by their behavior. And that's how you can see that, like, Barack Obama's entire presidency was about subversion and secrets. John F. Kennedy's entire life was sex and just leadership and being very inspiring to people. But he did horrible shit, but, like, he was an alpha. It's not a judgment of character. You know, Nixon was a secret king. Woodrow Wilson is the ultimate gamma. He was a college president, you know, thought he could, like, heal the world. You know, small hats, the entire culture is gamma. The entire culture of Spartans were alpha. The entire culture of, let me think of a delta culture. Protestants. A lot of them are very delta. A lot of Catholics are delta. You know, Irish Catholics is about, you know, getting the job done. You know, having some beers, eating some potatoes, going to bed, doing it again, make fun of the British, get the job done. You know, the gammas are the small hats. You know, they're like subvert, lies, secret kings, obsessed with your mother. You know, wives are all masculine. You know, the wife is the doctor. The dad is stay at home, envious, short. Tesla was, I have no idea. Edison was gamma. Einstein was gamma. I can't say Tesla was alpha because he wasn't. He wasn't like a pack leader. I mean, part of me wants to say gamma, but he wasn't though, because he wasn't a liar. I don't know. It's a tough one. Bernie, gamma supreme. Yeah, he's the ultimate cuck. Andrew Jackson was the alpha, the most. Theodore Roosevelt was the biggest bear of all. Theodore Roosevelt was a classic alpha. He was a short alpha, which is a funny alpha. He might have been Sigma. Yeah, you know what? Teddy Roosevelt might have been one of our Sigma presidents. Because he was obsessed with, like, the Navy, and then he, like, randomly went to North Dakota to, like, be a cowboy. He went to the Amazon just, like, randomly. You know, he got shot, didn't care, like, went to a speech. I think Teddy Roosevelt was a Sigma. That's very interesting. Tesla was an Omega. Maybe he was an Omega, wasn't he? Yeah, I can't put him into a category. Tesla's a Delta. Yeah, Tesla's a Delta. Tesla's King Delta. The only reason I was thinking for a second Gamma is because he was so... You know, a lot of Deltas do what's already been done extremely well. And Tesla was so... That's one thing you got to give the Gammas, is sometimes they do invent shit. Because they're always plotting. That's why a lot of these small hats will come up with things. But Tesla was the King Delta. Yeah. Someone brought up Freemasons. You want to see something interesting? So my wife got her master's at USC, tried to work in engineering, hated it, wanted to be a mom, wanted to be my woman. So USC is actually run by Jesuits, and that's the sneaky, like, the Freemasons and the Jesuits are the sneaky Delta secret society. We're cleaning out our garage. And check this out. This is from my wife's master's program at USC. Guess it. Look, it's sponsored by the CIA. Isn't that wild? Because, and this is, and then I'll get back to making fun of Crowder for being gay. But this is very interesting too. So my wife is a structural engineer. Well, she's a mom, wife. She's all kinds of stuff. But she was trained to be a structural engineer. And she always said that, you know, the World Trade Towers, like, that is how they would fall with, you know, that amount of heat. And it does melt the beam, like, it does melt the beams, blah, blah. And I had a bit about how, you know, they'd be like, no, but they proved that it required explosions and all this stuff. And I'm like, my wife is they. And now I'm starting to realize that that training was all Jesuit training, that a lot of these sneaks, these gamma sneaks, required delta sneaks. And so she was taught things that, like, Building 7 just collapsed for no reason. Like, 9/11 didn't go off as planned. And there's a lot of stuff going on. And a lot of the deltas are trained at, like, USC and all these places. Does she think the earth is flat? She has no interest. She has no interest at all. She just is like, you know, like, a bunch of these, like, Christian organizations want my wife to, like, come on and be a guest and all that. She's not against it. She's not for it. She doesn't. Her life is so grounded. Like, her life is literally thinking about, you know, eggs and Charlie and Walter and, you know, curtains and cooking. She just is like, she doesn't, like, she likes seeing me happy. You know, like, if I'm fired up about something, I'm like, you know, the current, like, it can't be moving the airplane. She's like, she'll look at me like, I'm really happy Owen's happy. Like, I'll listen and engage in the conversation because this is making him very happy, but she doesn't care. All right. Jesuits or Freemasons are behind Globe Earth. Tesla used auto writing. The woman to have. No, it's true. She really enjoys seeing me happy, but she doesn't care at all about, you know, oh, I'll show you some funny memes I made. American steel melts at below normal temperature. Right. But my whole point is when you, and listen, I bet there's CIA bears. I know there's FBI bears. It's just like Freemasonry. The first, like, 10 levels, you can be totally friends with those guys. And then it gets real bad the higher you go. Right. Like, it was sponsored by the CIA, you know, and it's just wild to me. That's why you can't, even my wife, who is very, very educated in structural engineering, when it comes to, like, political events, they will teach you bullshit at those schools. Even STEM, you know, the only degree to get, I highly, highly recommend, get a Delta degree, get my male children are not going to college. They would go to agriculture, welding, machine work, anything like that. Like, do not go get a degree in English lit. Don't get a degree in history. I got a degree in history. They didn't teach me. I was a World War II history major, and I graduated thinking that the Jews were all a huddled mass and they were just fleeing from oppression everywhere they went. It's just, they tried to brainwash me. Fortunately, with my upbringing in my life, I don't know, maybe I have some wiring in my brain, but it just didn't stick. I was making these memes. This is the difference between a gamma and a delta. Why would I think that Tesla was a gamma briefly? I think it was just because inventors can sometimes be gammas. Like, Edison's the king gamma. Okay, this is the difference between a gamma and a delta. Ready? Edison's like, I got demonetized by YouTube today. Yeah. And Tesla's like, I was 3 months ago. Didn't you get my texts? Okay. Edison's like, I have lollipops and fancy pants. And Tesla's like, you're a homo, Edison. Isn't that awesome? Tesla Sigma. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a really valuable thing to understand, but on really high level dudes, sometimes it's tough to figure out. Tesla was definitely Sigma. Oh yeah, dude, Tesla was definitely Sigma. Because, like, some of the biggest models in the world would try and date him. He dated this one French supermodel and broke up with her really quickly because he said she was taking away from his work. So he was very, very high on the sexual hierarchy, but was such a Delta freak that he wasn't interested. Yeah, he's a classic Sigma. He's at. A Gamma will cut this up and make a YouTube video trying to humiliate and embarrass me, being like, look at Owen Benjamin saying someone's a Gamma, then a Delta, then a Sigma. I laugh on the floor, rolling around in his misery. No, it's just trying to figure out where a guy like Tesla fits in the social sexual hierarchy is very difficult because he's so intriguing. But Sigmas are very intriguing. Didn't Tesla die a virgin? Yeah. He did. But women wanted him a ton. That's the one thing that happens with Deltas. Sometimes Deltas don't get enough attention from women because women take them for granted because women can be stupid cunts. And then women will go after, like, the alpha of that day or, like, some sneaky, tricky gamma that has tricked them and that gives them a lot of attention because they're retarded. And meanwhile, the Delta's just sitting there with great DNA, a stable house. They're not violent, but they're protective and controlling, which is the way you want a man. So women, marry and have children with Deltas. Or, you know, a good Bravo. No Gammas. Alphas if you like the ride. Because Amy's had to be on a ride with me because I am alpha in society, but I'm clearly a Bravo. You know, if having your husband be like, baby, we might have to move states. The laws are shifting. Like, that's what you'll get from an alpha. You know, like, one minute I'm on a TV show crushing. The next minute I'm hauling brush in the Adirondack Mountains. The next minute we're farming, you know, because and she's cool with it because she's awesome. And she knows that, like, I provide. I'm a good dude. But it's not a blast. You know, it's exciting. It's an exciting life, but it isn't what you think. You know, expect people to be like, oh, listen, oh, Trump didn't get elected. Baby, we may have to move to Switzerland. Johnny Bravo is an alpha. Is Owen speaking in some sort of code? No, it's no. Owen, how different is your opinion of our true history versus what you learned in college? It's so different. It's insane. All right. So let's watch. Hang on, what's this? Oh, that's Crowder kissing a dude in drag. For those of you just joining, because there's over 6,000 people now, let's watch Crowder admit to me something. That he's a, watch this. So first he admits that Not Gay Jared isn't allowed to talk, which he then made Not Gay Jared never allowed to talk again. And then he admitted something really funny. And one reason I'm dotting my I's and crossing my T's is because Crowder did a veiled threat that he was going to sue me for slander for calling him gay. Please try. Like, I want to see you sue me for my goats and you try with your little faggy gay hands, try to make goat milk. And by the way, you told me you're gay on here.
Genuinely try and conduct a debate. First off, the rule is Not Gay Jared is not allowed to jump in at all. No one else. It's because it's not fair to Doggy Pile. That's my rule. He can't bring up
Doggy Pile. Research it. Such,
you know,
a gay term.
Assistant. It just is me and that person. And I genuinely am trying to get to the truth because if I'm wrong, I want to know it. And if you listen to some of our debates, there's been some common ground that could be found, but not with, like, Christopher Titus, you know, where it was the gun debate, and he's like, "Why don't you care about dead kids?" Or Michael Ian Black going, "Isn't one rape too many? One rape is rape culture." Like, that's not the same thing.
It's the worst possible straw man you can possibly do. Where it's like, that's why I'm having a hard time with that side, because it's like, it's almost like they're not trying to learn. They're trying to win.
Right.
And I want to go into a debate where if someone makes a great point, it's like, oh, wow, thank you for clearing that up.
Right.
Like, I was making a horrible mistake.
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
I was wrong. Like, you're correct. I might be a homosexual. Thank you for making me aware of this.
What? Hey, let's try that again. I messed up the timing. I jumped the gun. Hang on. Watch this again.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Right.
Like, I was making a horrible mistake.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
I was wrong. Like, you're correct. I might be a homosexual. Thank you for making me aware of this.
What? Someone said you look really young there, Owen. Yeah, it was 2 years ago. What's happened in 2 years? I've had two kids, unlike Crowder, because you don't make children out of a guy's asshole. By the way, this video will only be available starting tomorrow at unauthorized.tv. All right. Owen, God has definitely removed the scales from your eyes. Well, God doesn't lose. I'm still a man. That's why I put your faith in God. I try every day to not be corrupt or anything, but I'm still a man. Lately, I've been crushing, but I got to stay on the path just like everybody else, just like Psychic Bear. You know, everyone thought he was such a good bear until he went to Tel Aviv, blew his nose out with cocaine, and got himself a little small hat. All right. What jacket are you wearing? I don't know, like a $20 jacket. I got it some probably Walmart. But it's good for keeping nails and screws in. I made this deck, in case anyone fucking cares. In case anyone even fucking gives a shit. Don't you hate women that talk like that? In case anyone even fucking cares. It's just like, get the hell out of here. You're so gross. You deserve nothing. I mean, if anyone even cares, it's like, shut up. No one cares about you. Once your eggs dry up, you won't be able to get all... Like, once women's eggs dries up, they don't get to act like that anymore. And that's when they get really into feminism. They're like, oh my God, we still deserve all the attention. And it's like, no, you got no more eggs. So now I just want to be friends with a Delta. Ladies, all the attention and like permission you get for acting insane, it's because you're fertile. Once that runs out, be a mom, be a wife, be a grandmother, be in your community. People will love you. Like my mother, I love so deeply. I would do anything for her. I'm very protective. I'm very, like, I would do anything for my mom. She's 77. Be that woman. Because if not, when you're 77 and you're not, you didn't have kids, you weren't a good wife, you weren't a good in your community, you weren't a good aunt. Let's say you can't have kids. Be a good aunt. Be a good neighbor. Be, you know, just be something good for people. If you're like, oh my God, can you even, I mean, if you even give a fuck, that's only because you got eggs. Once the eggs dry up, you will be alone with a cat, just eating yourself to death. Mark, dude, am I wrong? All right, watch this. This is hysterical. All right, watch this.
Court, the people are real. The cases, maybe. This is Razzmatazz. He's accusing the defendant of striking him with a baseball bat twice in the ribs because he's a homosexual. This is not Gay Jared. He claims Razzmatazz is full of shit.
Honorable Judge Van Andel presiding, please rise.
So, Jared, it appears you assaulted Razzmatazz with a baseball bat, striking him twice in the rib cage. Now, you are being charged with assault with a deadly weapon, which...
Your Honor, as a gay man, I request that he gets the hate crime amount of years. Like, a lot of years. Not the normal amount you give normal people. I want you to, you know, he hate crime me. Give him hell, Judge.
Your Honor, this man is not gay. I caught him having sex with my wife. He just wants me to go to prison
hate
so he can...
crime, Your Honor. This man was motivated by pure homophobia. As he was striking me, he was saying stuff like, maybe this will teach you from being gay and sucking off dudes. Give him hell, Your Honor.
He clearly just bought that wig today from Hot Topic. I can see the tag.
That's not a wig. It's my hair. I also really like My Chemical Romance, Your Honor.
Mr. Razzmatazz, you mean to tell me that you are a homosexual, but were engaging in relations with this man's wife?
Sexuality is a very complicated thing, Your Honor. Yes, I'm gay, but I prefer to exclusively have sex with women. Give him hell, Your Honor. Hate crime me.
Well, I'm quite certain he struck you because you were having sex with his wife.
Look at my shirt. Look at my fanny pack. Dude, my name's Razzmatazz. I'm the gayest guy alive.
No, he changed his name on his driver's license. His name is Dan.
Says you. I own a f***ing smart car, dude.
No, Mr. Razzmatazz, that's not how hate crimes work. Sentencing is required to determine motivation, that the crime was committed because the victim is part of a marginalized group.
I just told you. He was hitting me because I'm a fairy and not because I was having sex with his wife.
That never happened.
It's true, Your Honor. I was there. He repeated.
By the way, that's Crowder's wife that he won't get pregnant. How insane is that?
Beat him and called this man a faggot while we were doing it.
Thanks, babe.
Top five hate crimes. We kind of went through this. We were going, well, does that qualify as a hate crime? And you realize it almost...
Shut up, gay guy. All right, let's finish off the sketch because it gets really funny. If Crowder tries to sue me, dude, it's already happened.
Grow until all of a sudden you lose track of where you should be.
You see, Your Honor, this is pure gay hate here. Give him that big gay sentence.
Your Honor, I can't believe this. You're not falling for this, are you?
No, unfortunately, there's no.
Can I just say something really quick? Someone said Owen drinks, or Big Bear drinks adrenochrome by the gallon. I don't know if we just went over the fact that it looks like I've aged 10 years in 2 years. Because I handle a lot of stress. Isn't that the shit that those people drink for youth or something? All right, let's finish this off. Well, look at this gay guy.
This man is claiming that you struck him because he is a practicing homosexual, and there is indeed a witness.
Your Honor, this is all circumstantial. I mean, how can you legally tell if someone is gay anyways?
Well, now, this seems pretty cut and dry, so I was hoping it wouldn't have to come to this, but we do, in fact, have more severe methods to accurately determine if one is, in fact...
Oh, God! That's horrible!
Just real quick, so is another evidence of Crowder admitting he's gay. His opening song is, "You're a strange animal, animal, you're a strange animal." What is this?
God, I fucking hate Cher!
Don't you ever talk that way about Cher!
Mr. Rasmussen, I sentence you to 3 years in a federal penitentiary for committing perjury. Jared, you're free to go. I almost put you away for life. You do not even realize.
Thank you, Your Honor.
No, you can't do this, Judge. I'm super gay. I'm crazy gay. I'm crazy, crazy gay.
Oh, and, ma'am, your husband's a fat.
I know.
Okay, do you guys see the subversion? He just told his own wife, "Your husband's a fag," and she goes, "I know." Love it. So, Crowder, feel free, because, you know, feel free to try and sue me for slander. I'll prove in court you're gay. Big Bear looks older because his T glands have been overactive. What are T glands? Testosterone? No, I mean, I think I look good for 39. I don't look like 60. You know, I take care of myself. I sleep every night. I eat homegrown food. I'm healthy. But, like, you know, whatever. I have young kids. I don't sleep enough. Your husband's a faggot. I'm going to be like, hey, look, he told his own wife, and she's like, I know. Everyone knows. Man. Try again, Crowder. Roll the dice and try coming at me again, you filthy homo. And here's the thing. The Hapa Tim Pool, the angry little half-Asian with a receding hairline. One gay Mexican did not cause this giant backlash. That's what the small hats are doing. They're trying to make everybody think that it's one gay guy. The irony is, I make fun of sodomy all day long, but like, it's not the one gay guy's fault. I'm not actually a gay guy hater. It's like that one gay guy is, his life is full of sin and he's a little gay Mexican loser, but he's not the scapegoat. Like, he's not the reason that YouTube took down Vincent from Red Elephant's ability to monetize his channel. It's not because of one gay Mexican. Sorry, Tim Pool, try again. And by the way, while you're at it, how about the fact that you're late 30s doing well with no wife or kids? Whose dick are you sucking, Tim Pool? He definitely expedited the process, though, Owen. No, he didn't! Hey, dumb fucks! God, I get so frustrated with how stupid people are, but that's all right. Okay, do you think that he twisted the arm of the Google subsidiary YouTube that loses billions a year, but is designed to subvert the youth, you know, normalize pedophilia, all that stuff? Do you think one gay Mexican did any, they have no power. They will be eaten by the beast like that, like fuel. It's all, okay, did Ben Shapiro get demonetized? How about other small hats? Did the lefty small hats at YouTube demonetize the right-wing small hats, Ben Shapiro? Huh? No. No, they didn't. Because apparently the gay Mexican didn't have pull with the Daily Wire, the biggest conservative podcast in the world. Don't be retarded. Hang on, I'm going to just ban one person. Oh, that person's already banned. Hang on, ADL. The ADL bragged while everyone else distracted. The ADL is a small hat group that works with YouTube. What leverage do you think they have? They have a plan. No, but blame it on a gay Mexican. The gay Mexican's just trying to pump behind a taco shed. He doesn't have any power. He's called a proxy warrior. Proxy warrior, guys. Same with the Muzzies. Same with the Blacks. They get set up so that they can do the fighting for the small hats because the small hats are too busy running around fucking Steven Crowder right in his ass. That's all they like. They like taking a tall, white Canadian buck and they bend him over and they fuck him. That's what they like to do. That's like what the small hats, like a short, you know, gamma small hat wants nothing more than to convince this white specimen of a man and just make him gay and sterile. It gets him off. And while they're doing that, they just start banning everybody. The gay Mexican is just a lover scorned. Gay Mexican is used. It's kind of like, you know, like Sacco and Vanzetti. You know, they're just used, man. They're just fucking cannon fodder. Is that a real picture? Yeah, that's not. Dude, one of my buddies, I think it might have been Stack. It might have been Devin Stack. But someone was like, hilarious picture. It might have been Vincent, though. And great Photoshop work or something. I was like, that's real. That's real, dude. That's a real picture. This isn't Photoshopped. This isn't Photoshopped, guys. He put a dildo in his mug. Come on. Try and sue me, Crowder. I'll prove you're gay in court. I'll die laughing. Let's see if Walter PPQ wants to still give you 1.5 mil or whatever they gave you when everybody's, when you're in court trying to prove you're straight. Dude, I have video of you in a wig and your wife saying, oh, your husband's a faggot, and your wife being like, right? Dude, come on. Come on. Come on. Please give me the opportunity of proving that you're gay in court. I want Steven Crowder, who makes a living off calling people all about, like, listen, it's so straight to wear Ranger panties and puff on a cigar with your buddies in the hot tub, shave your body, get on roids, you know, work out way too hard in your mid-30s, not have kids with a beautiful woman, you know, kiss a guy in drag and call it comedy that make him sign a non-disclosure agreement. Guys, please, come on, come on. Bam, bam, bam. Let me prove you're gay. And if you win, you get goats. And you can't. Hey, Owen, I'm new to the whole thing. What's the beef between you and Crowder? Oh, I don't know. Why don't you go figure it out for yourself? I've done about 6 hours on it. I remember when I had my first. This is the stuff of legend. Oh, dude, life is a blast. Owen kind of reminds me of the joke in The Dark Knight, but in a good way. I'm the Christian Joker from The Dark Knight. I'm like, you know how I got these scars? I'll tell you the real story. These people will eat each other, but not the one still with the covenant of God. All right, here we go. Crowder wants your goat so we can fuck him. No, he's not a Muzzy or a Welshman. Small hat tricks better on minorities. Yeah. Small hats get an army of, they start a federation of just random minorities and degenerates. And they make them think they're awesome. It's just like child grooming. It's just like these people that prey on kids. They're like, you're a special boy. That's why lollipops and fancy pants is such a deep insult. Because it's what groomers do to get little kids. They're like, you know, it's kids without dads. You know, so they're like, oh, no, I'll play catch with you. You're a special boy. And then it's like, let's watch a porno movie. It's real twisted shit. And the small hats have perfected grooming. You know, And so what they do is they take like the blacks, you know, or the gays, the trans, the pedos, just any random minority group that, but the minority group has to comply, like the Chinamen, the Koreans, the Armenians. They're not down with the small hat agenda. You know, just being a minority population doesn't mean you're going to fall for the small hats. They tried it with the Amish. They did a false flag school shooting with the Amish kids, and the Amish were like, you want to help us with the barn? And the small hats were like, what? And they're like, yeah, I mean, they're in heaven. Let's just work. And the small hats are like, oh, this isn't going very well at all. Bottom. By the way, subscribe to unauthorized.tv. You can download this from there. It'll only be available starting tomorrow. That's what we're going to do with all the streams. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington. If you want to support the stream, I'm banned from PayPal, unlike Steven Crowder. And I was demonetized months ago, unlike Steven Crowder, who didn't have my back one bit. He can suck on a dude's dick and then go fuck himself. He is a gay guy. He is a gay guy. Everyone knows he's gay. Please try and sue me so I can prove you're gay in court. I got video and not gay Jared. Will be able to break his non-disclosure agreement. Don't fuck with the big bear, because the big bear will bite your face off. All right, here we go. Hey, big bear, just subbed to unauthorized.tv. Loving it so far, wanted to drop some World War II red pills. Read Adolf Hitler's last will and testament where he names Himmler and Goring as traitors. Ooh, saucy. I love this type of stuff. Himmler and Goring ran the SS and Gestapo domestic policy while Hitler ran the Weimark. Also, watch Himmler's speech and posts in England on the genocide of Jews and on the Night of Long Knives, murder of SA members. Yeah, that's when, you know Hitler's a bad guy. He took out his own brown shirts. By the SS. When Austria and Germany reunified, Louis de Rothschild was arrested and held for ransom. Himmler often visited him in person and gave him nicer things until his freedom was bought. All of the above are well documented. Hitler was not racist to Jews. He just hated their systems and trusted the wrong people. He named his doctor an honorary Aryan, and that small hat returned the favor by prescribing meth and barbiturates. Meanwhile, neo-pagan Himmler wouldn't tolerate 1/8 Jews in the SS. Well, that's me. I know, the 1/8 thing, that's what I am. Hitler was a devout Roman Catholic. Really? Himmler was a pagan wizard and the SS was modeled after Skull and Bones. They did have skulls and bones. I used to have a bit where it's like, and then I found out some like British dude did it like 20 years before me, which is fine. It's an honor. But about two SS guys wearing the skull and bones and they're like, hey, Franz, do you ever look at our skull and bones and think, maybe we're the bad guys? And then people are like, ah, it's really funny. And then you realize how many U.S. presidents were in skull and bones. I thought you were 1/16th. 1/8th, unfortunately. Easy, Mousy Bear. I see where your head's at. It was my grandmother's father, but he converted to Catholicism. He was a small hat from the Czech Republic. I didn't know till I was 20, but I knew I was up to something. Himmler was a small hat agent, and all of the Third Reich's sins lie at his feet. You can't do that, though. You can't say that, like, Dr. Mengele may have been one of the most evil people who's ever lived. So, I'll look into this Himmler. But that makes sense. Because in the beginning, when you listen to Hitler's speeches in the early 30s, I would have been for some of his policies. By killing the number they claim it is. But a lot of them were just innocent people. Because that's what I always said. I'm like, you think that they got the bad ones? They got the dudes in the deli and shit. You think they got the people just pushing the smut in the war, just the Rothschilds? They didn't get the Rothschilds. They got like the dude at the deli being like, I'm just trying to sell some bologna. Until the Jews killed him. Right, yeah, you can never side with the small hats. They'll take you out. They serve, the upper echelon of these, the Synagogue of Satan serves Satan. they missed the bad ones. Of course, not only did they miss the bad ones, they took out a lot of the good ones, or at least a lot of the non-bad ones. And then the bad ones turned their eyes right to America. Look at the national debt of America in 1945 and then look at it now. We didn't win the war. They didn't get Soros. Dude, they didn't get any of the bad ones. They didn't get a single Rothschild. Imagine leading a Holocaust, which is a bad idea, by the way, and you don't get any of the bankers. You don't get any of the big smut salesmen. All you do is get the guys at the deli being like, I'm just trying to sell some bologna. That's why it was called burnt offering, because the top, the big spider Jews sacrificed their own. They missed the Spielbergs. They missed, yeah, exactly. 6 million closet bisexuals died. Yeah, the Judeo-Christian Holocaust. They got a ton of Christians, too, a ton of Catholics. Either serve Jesus or the devil. It's that simple. Imagine if it turns out that Hitler was, like, a great guy. How funny, funny that would be. At this point, my eyes are open to all kinds of possibilities. Holocaust, terrible. Nazis, bad guys. SS, bad guys. Genocide, always bad. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. It's not ours to round up people and execute them. But imagine if it turns out, because Einstein was a piece of shit and Tesla was the man. Everyone said Tesla married a pigeon, and no one brings up that Einstein married his cousin. What if it turns out, and like, dude, Churchill was the worst. FDR was awful. He was a wheelchair-bound homo. All right. I love that I'm like, I don't know, not that I ever cared, but I don't even have to think about YouTube taking any of this stuff down. It's like, I'll take it down before you, YouTube. Unauthorized.tv, become a subscriber. Let's find out more about Hitler together. SS think tanks were run by Wizard Himmler. Wikipedia, Louis de Rothschild, Himmler's puppet master. YouTube, Himmler. Posen speech, Holocaust confession of the SS in Poland. Google Hitler's last will, quote below. Göring and Himmler, by their secret negotiations with the enemy and by their illegal attempts to seize power in the state, quite apart from their treachery to my person, have brought irreparable shame to the country and the whole people. Wow. P.S. I have family who died in an SS death camp in Poland. We love you, Big Bear. That makes a lot more sense than what we're told. Listen, the way history is written, the bad guys are usually the good guys and the good guys are usually the bad guys. You know, like Grant was a piece of shit in the Civil War. He was a drunk and just a philanderer and a liar. And what's his name in the South? I don't know why I'm spacing right now. I've been in the sun all day. Who's the Southern general? What was the guy's name? There's a delay, but you guys will tell me as I open this one. Grant was a piece of shit. And what was the guy in the, South? I don't think this is coming to an end anytime soon. What, life? Guys, this is what life is. Oh, Lee, General Lee. General Lee was awesome. He was like number one at West Point. Good-hearted guy, good husband, good father. No, not only is this not coming to an end, this is what life is. Enjoy it. Think about how funny it is what we just showed you about Crowder being a homo. You know? Guys, life is getting fun. I don't know. Maybe I'm just born for this stuff. Maybe I'm just, like, made for it. But, like, I am like, wow, what a... Don't get me wrong, I might have to get some, like, passports and some, like, more guns and stuff, but, like, this is not depressing. This is what life is. We are in history right now. It's being formed around us. You have an opportunity to prove yourself. You know how many men are born, live, and die without having the opportunity to prove themselves? That they can resist urges? They can resist going into a place and enacting their will? And then when time is... When the time comes, they can provide support. You know, sex is for procreation. Vengeance is for people trying to hurt you, like on your property. And then build your family, grow your people, learn, teach. Like, this is when you prove yourself as a man. Like, so many men never got to. Imagine being a man born in the 60s and died in 2005. There's no test in the 80s. People are just like, do you believe in life after love? And everyone's just like, my soul is dead. I see this as incredible. And we might die. I mean, but like, You have an opportunity to live, which a lot of people don't have. I mean, we all die, you know. I hope Crowder lives 1,000 years, you know? BB, you're doing great, kid. Someone just sent me $5. That's equal to $7.14 super chat since YouTube doesn't get 30%. It's hysterical. I came across a fellow connected to Vox who offered to debate you on the moon landing, respectively and not in the way you think. He does not contend that the official story is in any way correct. His YouTube channel is The Kurgan, Giovanni Filotto. Check out his videos 3 and 7. Then why would we debate? As long as you admit, I don't know if the Earth is flat or round. I know it's not a spinning ball in a sea of infinite emptiness. That's a lie. I don't know if we've... I am 99% sure we've never been to the moon, but I can't say that definitively. Because how am I supposed to know that? I don't even know what the fuck the moon is. I know that the moon landing is fake. So, like, if someone agrees that the moon landing's fake, what the hell are we debating on? We're probably just two dudes talking. My contention that's firm is the moon landing was faked, which it was. I can prove that. If someone thinks the moon landing isn't fake, I'll debate that. So if someone is just like, oh, that's fake, but this is what I think, I'm like, I'm listening. Like, I don't know. I think that, you know, between the ionosphere and the Van Allen belt, I don't think we can get out. That's what I think, but I don't know. I've never tried. I don't know. I'm not, how am I supposed to know that? It's kind of like, you know, because a lot of Hollywood movies try and show you the slivers of the truth before it happens. And one of the biggest ones was Hunger Games, was trying to show you Agenda 2030. And one of the scenes that my wife actually brought up was when they tried to shoot and it hits the dome. And then you see that the Disney icon is the dome. And Disney was best friends with what's his name? God, my brain is, I'm not pulling up names today. Very German, Operation Paperclip, Werner von Braun. He was best friends with Walt Disney. Von Braun has Psalm 19:1 on his tombstone, which references the firmament. Walt Disney, hiding in plain sight, has the magic castle under a dome. You know, in Hunger Games, it shows the dome. Like, we're in a Carrey Truman Show. You know, the dome. We're in a dome. That's what I think. I can't prove it. What I can prove definitively is I can prove it's impossible that what we witnessed with the moon landing was real. It's not only impossible, it's absurd. But other than that, we would just be two guys talking. I don't have any issue. All right. Also, if I may ask you and the other bears to pray for my wife and I that we conceive another child. We have two and would like more. Of course. We've been trying for... we've been trying for about a year now for number three, and it hasn't happened. Dude, I've been there. I've been there. It's very frustrating. You know, me and Amy for a while thought that there might be something wrong with my jizz or something. And that happens sometimes. And that's no reflection on your character. There's some people that just can't have kids. Now, I'm not saying that's you. Of course, I'll pray for you and everybody. But, like, I've had people be like, well, you're being really hard on the people that can't have kids. It's like, no, I'm not. I'm being hard on the people who can have kids and choose not to because they're butt-fucking homosexuals, like Crowder. Do you know of Robert Seffer's anthropology? I've seen, like, one of his videos that I really liked. I even referenced one of it. I don't know much about him, though. My mind is gravy. Today, my mind is gravy. Dude, look at this. Hang on. This is someone's return address. Logo's rising. It's great. Let me open this. There's one box that feels like shrapnel, but I'll give it an open. Boxes I let sit for a few days, though, always. Some have been sitting for months because someone can send you something illegal and try and put you in jail with it. And listen, guys, that could happen to me. Thank you, Drew. So legally, what you do is you have to let it sit for a while. And that way, if you don't open it, you're not responsible for it. And then, you know, if no one comes breaking down your door, you can open it. And if it is something illegal, call the police or, you know, throw it away. But I'm dotting my I's and crossing my T's these days, guys. I know that there's some people trying to just secretly, the secret kings are trying to take me down. Like, and the fact that Crowder won't say my name, isn't it hysterical? One of my favorite things in the world is to take these fake truth tellers where they're like, oh, thank you. That was very generous, man. Super cool of you. This is from Colorado. I'll read this. It's to take these fake truth tellers, fuck them up rhetorically, and just watch them squirm. And they can't say your name because they're liars. You know? Tootie the Ranch, 1930s original sketch. Someone drew this. Look at this. This is wicked cool. I'm going to show this out. Big Bear's a cowboy, I believe. Look at this. Dear Owen, I wish you and your family the best and pray that God gives this to you. Try making shrubs. Use your own produce. Make tasty drinks, long-lasting, once prepared. Basic deal is chopping, smashing fruit with veggies with sugar. Leave it to sit a day or two. Add vinegar. To use, add some water, soda water. I don't know what this is talking about. Yeah, I mean, part of me still prays for Crowder. I wish him the best. This is good. Listen, what I'm doing isn't evil or wicked. He may not be an actual homo, guys. Come on. He's fruity. He's sterile. Like, acting. I don't think he's actually sterile. I don't know if he's ever, like, blown a guy. How am I supposed to know that? I've never seen him blow a guy. But he's subverted. And part of me really cares about him. And the best thing you can do for those people, scorch it. Say all this shit. Let him say, listen, I'm sorry. I was paid by the Jews. I should get my wife pregnant. I was bad to Sven and Jared and Owen. Like, I'm not a victim. Like, say that, Crowder, and you'll be okay. Like, actually say true things. But there's no other way out for you. You'll be consumed. There's no other way out for you, dude. And that's coming from a guy that you know cares about you on a level. Like, what I'm doing is something that your circle, who aren't your real friends, they're using you for money, should have said to you a long time ago. Come clean, dude, or else you're going to end up a homo if you aren't already. It's a weird mental problem that people have. Because you become such a narcissistic, self-centered, inverted, subverted weirdo that you fall in love with dudes because you're a dude. And you, like, look at yourself like fucking Narcissus looking in the ocean. And guess what? You're a man. So if a mirror turns you on because you're a narcissist, you're going to become a homo. That's how homos work sometimes. And so if you don't know you're a homo yet, you might have time. I don't know. I don't know anything about you in reality. I didn't know that you were capable of fucking bailing on me so hard and that once I realized that our Congress is run by small hats and you know that and you don't say anything because they pay you, it's very frustrating. Hang on. Owen, you're too two-faced. I'm strain, think you're gay. Okay. People, if you guys pay bots to come at me, get ones with a third grade English comprehension. Big Bear, to introduce myself, my name is Hannah. We actually have met before at your secret show in Pittsburgh. I was raised in Pennsylvania, but have been living in Virginia for about 5 years now. That is where my fiance and I drove up from to see you. We told you that after the show, and you were so kind and gave us each a stein for free. Don't tell people that I've charged. We were blown away by your kindness and just how cool of a dude you were. That was also our first live comedy experience. We had a blast. I had never really been into comedy before, but you absolutely changed my mind on it. If you are ever on the East Coast again, we will 100% drive to see you. I wanted to write to thank you. You've been such an amazing and impactful influence on my fiance. I've seen him become a wiser, more thoughtful, and overall better man because of you. We have been together for over 12 years now, and we're just engaged this past February. I truly believe that it is because of your influence that he decided he was ready to make the commitment to start a family. That's awesome. You have also been a huge influence on me. You have taught me that it's okay to question things that aren't supposed to be questioned. Your family is an incredible example as well, especially Amy. I love seeing Ursa Manor and how you are both able to provide for and protect your children. Because of you and Amy's example, I've let go of my need to be in the workforce and just want to be home with our future children. My fiance and I are both trying to find jobs where we can work from home so we can build a manor and a family like yours. Thank you for showing us the value of that way of life. Man, it's an honor. It's an honor. I have been wanting to write you a letter for some time, but there were two things I did today that told me I needed to write to you. The first was that I listened to number 534, Where in the World is Sven Computer? Thank you so much for opening up about your childhood. That can be hard, and I appreciate your vulnerability. Also, I just, I prefer to call it honesty. It's not vulnerability because I'm not vulnerable. I'm not vulnerable. It's just honesty. But I know what you're saying. Someone corrected me, a great Delta corrected me with that. I'd say like, I'm being vulnerable tonight. They're like, you're not being vulnerable. You're being honest. Because honesty makes you less vulnerable. It's inverted. Also, I just wanted to tell you that you are not alone in wanting friends and relationships. I, too, am very fiercely loyal when I have friends with someone. I seem to have this curse where people I thought were my friends turned against me. I long for deep connection with others and then am continually denied that. Well, you've been with a guy 12 years. It sounds like you guys have a deep and profound connection. I've come to believe that this is my cross to bear in life. This is the thing. It's all our crosses to bear. If you're like an honest person, people are going to turn on you a lot in your life. Read up on Tesla. I think that God gives us all a unique struggle that we will grapple with our whole lives. Yeah, like Crowder and Dix, Crowder and Wieners. I think mine and maybe yours too, is that I'm constantly pouring my loyalty and trust into others when I should be pouring it into God. Psalm gives great advice for this, specifically 70:71. Their heart is unfeeling like fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. No, your statutes. Sorry, I can't. It's the handwriting, but it's beautiful handwriting, but I'm sorry. And I don't know that one. Take comfort in the fact that every lost friend brings you closer to God himself. 100%. You know, crop failures are coming, you know? And this year it's going to be corn, but they have short-term corn that they can plant, but there's a lot of flooding in the Midwest. But here's the thing, is corn is bad for you. Like, fuck corn, you know? Like, sometimes these things will, like, if you haven't already tried to find food that isn't made out of corn syrup, like, you're going to have a problem. It's going to get more expensive, stuff like that. Every time something comes, like, at first you think it's bad. Like, Vincent handled his demonetization very well from Red Elephants. It makes me trust him more. You know, some people spiral. They're like, what are we going to do? You know, Crowder's like, just shove something in my ass. Asshole. You know, it's like, they're all tests. You know, my buddy who has a kid is going through a really hard legal time. His chick, like, lost her mind and took his kid and stuff. And I just keep telling him, like, these are tests. Tests. Don't think it's the end. It's a test. And if you survive it, if you, like, get that fortitude, you will be rewarded. And the lower it feels at the time, the better. You know, Vincent passed a test recently very well. You know, he didn't show weakness. He didn't grovel. He didn't He didn't act scared. He didn't act hopeless. You know, it's, he could lose his house from shit like that. Like, you don't, a lot of you guys don't get the stakes of demonetization. Like, when you have a family and they take your ability to make any money away, it's insane. It's like, some people think it's all a game because in their life, YouTube is a game. When you're a creator, it's not a game. It's your entire livelihood. And you know that the spiders are always just trying to take it from you. If you survive, you get stronger and stronger and stronger, you know? And that's how evil loses in the end. They, with their appetites and their lies and their wizardry, all it does is make them more and more weak and atrophy, just like a muscle in a cast. It atrophies. They become dumber and weaker and more entitled, you know? And you just get stronger and stronger, you know? And that's the deal. And some people get, you know, you, like, I came up with a phrase that Dave Smith and Dave Weiss seemed to really enjoy. It was, I've been crumbling upward, where it's like they try and crumble you. Rah, the spider, you know, the tarantula, you know, bow down to the spider. And it's like the more they do that, the more you can elevate if you're in the, if you have faith. But if not, they will crush you and pound on you. Ah, the spider. It's interesting shit. The second thing I did today was watch the film A Quiet Place. I'm not sure if you've seen it, but I would recommend it. It's a film about a mother and father protecting their children from a dangerous world. It's about love and sacrifice. At one point in the film, the mother says something along the lines of, "Who are we if we can't protect them?" Referring to their children. Poof. Heavy. It's exactly right. Who are you if you don't stand up for kids? You're nothing. Your own kids, your neighbor's kids, other people's kids, the kids in Yemen. Like, who the fuck are you if you don't stand up for kids? You're nothing. You're a parasite. And God will wash you off this planet like a bug. This struck a chord with me and really made me think. Thank you for standing up for children. Thank you for advocating for their right to life and to live a pure, safe life. Because who are we if we can't fight for our kids? We have to fight for them so that we can create a better life for them. Thank you for showing me that. Lastly, I've enclosed an invitation to our wedding. Man, we get a lot of those. I'd love to. When is this? October? You are a huge reason. I mean, if I can do it, I would just do it. I would play piano for you. I'm not going to make any promises. I have in the past. Not promises, but like, there's a chance I could play piano for you. Low, very low. But you're a huge reason we made the decision to do this. And so we wanted you on our guest list. I know that you're in Washington, but if by any chance you happen to be in Virginia in October, we would love to have you, Amy, and the kids there. I don't know if you ever reply to letters, but if you'd like to get a hold of me, my email is and my number is. Again, thank you so much for everything you do. Keep up the hard work. Sincerely, Hannah. P.S. My fiance is Christian. I'm not going to say last name. If there is any way you could verify him as Star Killer Bear, he would love that. Welcome, Star Killer Bear, and welcome, Hannah Bear. That was very sweet of you guys. I'm just dying to know what's in this. It feels like shrapnel. Famous last words. What's in the box, man? What is this? Coins. Nickels. This is funny as fuck. God, I hope this is a joke and not someone being a dick. Well, they have their name on here. It's just, even if you thought you were being a dick, it's so funny. Hang on, let me read this. Suck one cock and they label you a cocksucker for life. Steven Crowder. And it's, it's just bags of nickels. It could be silver. I'll take a look. I think they're just nickels. I think someone was being very funny. Oh, here's another note. That's the thing. This could be someone being a dick, but it's very funny. Oh no, this is good. This guy's a good dude. He wrote me some jokes. Anyone else think a Mini Cooper would make a great hearse for Toe Rogan? After it was compacted and shit on? You get it. I still like the guy though. Feel free to use for your one-liners with music. Nameless Bear. Thank you. Let me see if there's any more funny notes in here. Just more sacks of nickels. Doesn't jingle like real silver. No, this is real nickels. But see, the joke is that people throw nickels at Crowder. Toss in a cornfield, wait for betrayers. Pre-dig holes. God, this guy's a genius. Like, I could just put this in a nickel gun. Nameless Bear is hysterical. What do we got here? Oh, we still have 6,000 people here. Han Solo, masturbation in plain sight. That's so true. Hand Solo. Han Solo. Why didn't they stop after the first tard? It's poo-poo. Why the second poo? Does that directly translate to caca? Why the second ka? I don't get the second part. But Han Solo is very interesting. I'm earning my nickels. Nickels in a cornfield. Well, I'll just keep these in the bear cave in case Crowder's ever around. I can just leave a line of nickels. Last 5 minutes was a brilliant rant. I don't know what you're referring to, but I'm guessing it's mine. Schnickles. Luke Skywalker walking on the sky. Yeah, he's walking on the dome. Ever poke a bear with a stick? I think there's an order with this. All right, that'll do it. That'll do it for today. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv. We just had a massive jump in subscribers. I think people will finally know that me and Vox Day are here to stay. Just admit you're wrong, Crowder. Just apologize to everybody. Just seriously apologize to all your friends that you betrayed. And stop doing veiled threats. Because if you want to try and sue me for slander, I can prove that I have reason to think you're gay in a court. Owen Domebreaker. Luke Skywalker, why I'm Owen Domebreaker. All right. Any requests before I go? Any funny videos that you want to see? Let's see here. I just look for something funny. I like to like make sure I play some funny stuff every now and then. Because this is a comedy show. Let's watch Trump's Walk to Glory. It's insanely funny. Here we go. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, if anyone wants to send me nickels. But don't do the nickel thing again. It'll get gay. Like, that's already been done once. And in a very funny way. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
There's something about the friendship of children that warms our heart. So innocent, so pure. Yeah. And no one was a bigger fan of his best friend Barack than little Donald.
Wait a second. I got the wrong one up. This is it. If the right wing owned the media, this is how much they distort it.
There's something about the friendship of children that warms our heart. So innocent, so pure. And no one was a bigger fan of his best friend Barack than little Donald. He'd always tell him he'd be president one day. You're gonna be president, Barack. No one's better than you, Barack. They watched the moon landing together, and they both thought it was kind of suspicious. When Donald's best friend, Barack, finally got elected president and mentioned him in a speech.
And I know just the guy to do it. Donald Trump is here tonight.
He was overjoyed, but he didn't realize he was about to be betrayed and mocked.
And that's because he can finally get back to focusing on the issues that matter. Like, did we fake the moon landing?
Sometimes the human spirit can overcome. He didn't let amnesia and a crippling back injury stop him from giving his own speeches.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
Everyone was against him. Celebrities.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump. That's not going to happen.
Women.
He will never be President of the United States.
Jews.
Trump is not going to become President of the United States.
Gays.
Will never be elected President of the United States.
And even his old friend Barack.
One day and delivering a State of the Union address.
Well, I can imagine it in a Saturday night skit.
All he wanted to do was spread one simple message of love.
I love the Mexican people. I love the spirit of the Mexican people. I love them.
Sometimes people aren't ready to love.
I am the least racist person you've ever met.
Donald's affection for Mexicans terrified Hollywood, who rely on Mexican slavery to run their cocaine plantations. Meryl Streep pleaded to the nation, do not let this man take away her sex slaves and give them freedom.
Because we're going to need them going forward, and they'll need us.
They made poor Donald walk when all the other candidates got limousines and sparkling water. But Donald walked. He walked his way to glory. The human spirit has a way of overcoming any obstacle. If we all remember three simple things, be rich, be loud, and be true. Coming this fall from the creators of Fried Green Tomatoes.
Great hang, everybody. Rogan's up. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv if you want to send me an analog super chat still protected by the First Amendment. It's called the U.S. Postal Service, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, patreon.com/WDTL. Some fucking way it's still up, which is crazy. Make babies. Don't. Listen, if I can end on one thing that I know to be true, this is the most true thing I can ever tell you guys. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. Psychic Bear gets it.